City. And by the way, what about medical exemptions? In other words, maybe your doctor says you shouldn't get the shot, shouldn't get the vaccine because of this rare condition or that rare condition. What about the Cleveland Clinic and following their science, highly respected medical institution? They said if you have COVID, you don't need any vaccine. And never mind medical privacy, your medical privacy, never mind your doctor-patient confidentiality. Anyone who is vaccinated is allowed to attend indoor activities. Well, they'll now soon have to share their personal medical documents with employees at every restaurant, every bar, every sporting event, every concert, and other random strangers all across New York City. And sadly, New York's vaccine passports is just one of the draconian measures that are now being implemented now nationwide. Vaccine mandates are now in effect for government workers in New York and California. Indoor mask mandates has just been reinstated in the sanctuary city of San Francisco and Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., and dozens of other cities. A mask mandate for the military has also been reinstated. They're considering mandatory vaccinations for the military. Federal officials also calling on children as young as 3 years old to wear masks at all times in school. That might be task impossible. Colorado, they're now ordering children to stay 6 feet apart from one another and practice social distancing at all times. There are also new vaccine mandates, new testing requirements for all federal contractors. And get this, on CNN Fake News Today, the NIH director actually instructed parents, hey, you better be wearing masks around your children in your home. Take a look.
The recommendations are for kids under 12 that they avoid being in places where they might get infected, which means recommendations of mask wearing in schools, and that at home, parents of unvaccinated kids should be thoughtful about this, and the recommendation is to wear masks there as well.
Let me just follow up on that.
I know that's
though.
Uncomfortable. I know it seems weird, but it is the best way to protect your kids.
Now, the NIH director did try later to backtrack right after that interview because of the backlash, but who knows what he really believes at this point. The so-called experts in our federal government, they seem to have different messages on masks and treatments and vaccines every day, a new protocol. How is that not confusing? And they're asking where vaccine hesitancy comes from. That would be from them, from Joe Biden on down.
Sean Hannity nailed it again. And this will adversely impact minorities, both on the workforce and those that have chosen not to get the vaccine. We don't know how this is going to play out. But I just feel like it's not going to have a happy ending. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Raiders GM Mike Mayock remains in isolation, having tested positive for COVID-19. He's working from home. He's been vaccinated and says his symptoms could have been worse, and he now, quote, feels good. Olympics update. American Sydney McLaughlin broke her world record to win the 400-meter hurdles. She finished in 51.46 seconds, coming from behind over the last 100 meters to edge out Delilah Muhammad. McLaughlin had broken the record earlier this summer at the Olympic trials. The Astros were met with a chorus of boos in their return to Dodger Stadium, but had the last laugh, shutting down the L.A. hitters and using a Yordan Alvarez two-run homer in the eighth to win game one 3-0. Angels, meanwhile, beat the Rangers 11-3 and the Padres over the A's 8-1 Tuesday.
Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors. Nice, right?
Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNCQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, if you missed the bulk of the interview with Mike Huckabee, we're going to replay. I know there are a lot of people that they get out of work at different times, and you may have caught the tail end and said, oh, I wish I'd heard that. You'll get a chance to do that just after 3:05 tomorrow. You'll hear Governor Mike Huckabee. But thanks to Governor Huckabee for taking time out. I know in his travels, he travels all over the country, makes speeches and things like that. I'm glad he found some time for me. And he remembered my first name. And it's not Dan. That's an inside joke. Because Mark Amaday, congressman from CD2, kept calling me Dan. I finally had to correct him. I felt bad. But I did. I corrected him. I had a chance earlier to visit with Chuck Muth. He is the president of Citizen Outreach. He's a regular Wednesday guest. And I know a lot of you can't hear him at 3 o'clock. You may be in an office setting and you can't listen. But I want to make sure you hear at least a portion of what he had to say. I was talking about one of his Muth's truths and how, to me, it was interesting. They apparently have had a really nasty spat, and some of it dates back, some of it is recent and involves a pub crawl of all things. And I asked, what happened between you and Mindy Robinson, a conservative woman in Southern Nevada? Here it is.
Well, this has actually been going on for 2 months now. And I've been trying to resolve this. I was hoping maybe she'd come to her senses and, we could talk things through and she would understand that a lot of what she says and does is just plain wrong. She makes wild allegations and accusations about fellow conservatives that aren't grounded in reality. And she just went too far. And the unfortunate thing is, the reason why I finally had to bring this to light is that she can't be salvaged. She has no desire to be a conservative leader in this state, and she's leading people down a path of that is only going to hurt the conservative movement in this state, certainly not going to help it. And unfortunately, a lot of people have taken her at face value. They believe a lot of the things that she says, and it's just not true. And so I think people need to know what really Mindy Robinson is really all about.
Tell us how this latest episode began, complete with the pub crawl and all of that.
Well, what really started this was that I pointed out weeks ago, maybe even more than a month ago, that unlike Maricopa County, Arizona, where a forensic audit is going on, it's not going to happen here in Nevada. The reason that it's happening in Arizona is because Republicans control the state Senate, and the state Senate ordered it. The political reality in Nevada is The state Senate is controlled by the Democrats. The state Assembly is controlled by the Democrats. The governor is a Democrat. And all seven members of the Clark County Commission are Democrats. And the attorney general is a Democrat. So they are absolutely not going to allow anything even closely resembling what's going on in Arizona as far as an audit's concerned here in Nevada. And so I pointed that out, that, you know, it's great. You know, I'd love to see an audit also, but reality is it's not going to happen. And we need to figure out how we're going to deal with the 2022 elections under the new reality with the universal mail-in ballots that the legislature just passed for upcoming elections. We got to figure out a way to win and focus on that without wasting a whole lot of time on this audit. Now, Mindy came up with this ridiculous idea that the Constitution says you can charge these government officials with something she calls maladministration, and that, you know, they're going to be forced. You know, if we send them an affidavit and tell them you're guilty of maladministration if you don't do this audit, that they were going to comply. And they just laughed her off. They rejected it. And the only alternative is then for her to go to court and try to, you know, have a judge say that she's right and all these other officials are wrong, and that ain't going to happen in Nevada either. And she, you know, when you question her tactic on this and the possibility, I think she was just leading people into false hope. She just has this giant chip on her shoulder and just goes nuts, and she's got a foul mouth and tweets and emails that she sends to people. And, you know, I tried to work with her, you know, tried to help her see the light, but she just doesn't want to do it, and that's what really brought us to this point.
Tell us about the pub crawl, though.
Oh, the pub crawl. A good Republican. His dad was a former Republican Party chairman back in the 60s. I mean, you know, his sons have been very active in the Republican Party for decades now. And one of them, Bill Lobb, arranged a pub crawl at the Arts District this past weekend, in which we were celebrating the birthdays of Joe Brown, a longtime Republican leader, former Republican National Committeeman for Nevada, and Tick Sagerbloom, who's current Clark County Commissioner. And there were four different pubs, and it was a group of about 20, 30 people got together, and it just went from bar to bar, had a beer, and just talked to some about politics, some about life. You know, it wasn't anything overtly political. But, you know, Tick came. I've known Tick for 10 years. He's wrong, as far as I'm concerned, 98 out of 100 times, but we've agreed on a couple of issues, and we're friendly with each other. So we took a photograph together. While drinking a beer, he was having a glass of wine, and I posted on Twitter. And, you know, and Mindy just went ballistic. I mean, she just threw a hissy fit over it because we weren't wearing masks while we posed for this photograph in between taking sips of our drinks. And so that's what that was really all about. Now, granted, I mean, I've always been opposed to the masks. So, you know, it was nothing hypocritical of me. You can take your mask off while you're drinking or eating. So, technically, there's nothing wrong with Tick dropping his mask. He did wear a mask otherwise during the pub crawl. But for the photo, he dropped his mask. You want to call him a hypocrite for that? You know, good luck. But her real problem was that I posed for a picture with a Democrat who supports the mask mandate, even though, you know, he and I have been friends for many, many years, or friendly many, many years. She just had a cow over that, and I just think she's wrong. You don't have to be blood enemies just because you disagree politically. Tick and I disagree, but we aren't disagreeable, and that's just the way I think it should be.
And I'm going to ask this a little bit later on of Mike Huckabee. I'm going to have Mike Huckabee on at 5 o'clock, and that is about this toxic environment that we call politics in America. How do we get out of this? I'm not even sure how we got into this, to be honest with you, but and I'm sure there's blame on both sides, Republican, Democrat, but how do we get out of this?
Blame on both sides. You're absolutely right, Kevin. It is very toxic, and what's going to be required is for reasonable, serious minds on both sides are going to have to call out these grifters like Mindy Robinson on the conservative side. And there's people on the Democrat side who are just as bad. And when they do it, you got to clean up your own house. You can't let these people get away with doing what they're doing and making this toxic environment even worse. And that's why I did that with Mindy Robinson. And I think that, you know, folks on the left are going to have to do that with some of the crazies, on the Democrat Party side. And it's not that, you know, you can't have Republicans calling out Democrats. That's not going to work. And you can't have Democrats calling out Republicans. That's not going to work. Neither side in this environment are going to take the word from others. You're going to have to clean your own house. And so that's what I've attempted to do with Mindy Robinson and some of the others on our team.
Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. This is interesting. Yesterday, the governor opened up what he called a $6.7 billion listening tour, federal money coming into the state. And he was out with Dina Titus and with Zach Conine, the state treasurer. He's the guy that got the money under lock and seal, we hope. They apparently were seeking input from around the state on how we should spend this money. Do you have any thoughts on how we should spend $6.7 billion of federal Biden bucks?
Well, I could say this. This was, again, what Governor Sisolak has done since day one of this COVID crisis has been political science, not medical science. Everything has a political tint to it, and this is another perfect example of the governor politicizing COVID and weaponizing it for his own political gain. And it's more acute now because we're in election season. He's up for re-election next year, and despite what some polls that I don't believe show that, you know, he's over 50% approval, I don't buy it, and I don't think he buys it, and he's going to have a real tough time no matter who the Republican nominee is come November 2022. Now, what should we do with the Biden bucks? Send it back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, send it back. Here's my simple explanation for that, and that is, if it's the people's money, then why not give it back to the people? And if that's in the form of a $2,000 check or a $5,000 check, it's our money. And for some reason, the governor and Dina Titus, they don't want to give it back to you. They want to keep it and spend it on stuff. More social programs. And it makes no sense to me. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out Numale Medical by going to numalemedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. Numale Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th annual Bask Fry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bask Fry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more.
According to the contradictory statement.
A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Laura Ingraham did a great piece last night that I thought you've got to hear. And again, I'm not a big New York City fan. I don't like going there. I go there for business. I've never gone there for pleasure. I like stuff to do there, but it's not that big a deal to me. I want you to hear Laura Ingraham. This is cut five, and she previews the death of New York City. Listen to this.
We don't have a COVID crisis in New York. We have a leadership crisis in New York. Setting aside what we know is a gross deprivation of liberty, which is going to be challenged in court, this twisted new normal mandate will be another stake in the heart of a city struggling right now to survive. Now, this is the reality of life in New York City after de Blasio's reign of terror over the last 13 months. Look at it. If there's any silver lining in his announcement today, it's this. Vaccine passports will only spur more New Yorkers to pull up stakes. In Tennessee right now, people are getting ready for college football. They're enjoying restaurants, getting ready to send their kids back to school in person, maskless. Thank you very much. In other words, they're going on with their lives. Ditto with Texas, Florida. Of course, COVID cases are going up, but putting everything in context, the governors of red state America know that mandates, threats, intimidation, restrictions, they'll eventually kill the patient, meaning their state's economy and their children's futures. And they also know the government's refusal to recognize the protection that millions and millions of Americans already have from natural immunity, cross-reactive immunity, shows that this is not about science. This is about power and about control. Now, Biden may not understand the dynamics at play, Lord knows that, but the stark contrast between life in a free state and life in a COVID captive state. But Biden's political ventriloquists, they get it. So they sent old Joe out again today to attack DeSantis and Abbott.
President, do you believe that Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott are personally making decisions that are harming their own citizens?
I believe the results of their decisions are not good for their constituents. And it's clear to me and to most of the medical experts that the decisions being made, like not allowing mask mandates in school and the like, are bad health policy.
The medical experts. Now, as we saw happen in the spring of 2020, in the fall of 2021, the red states will once again begin to leave the blue states that follow New York's path behind. Why would you start a new business today in New York when you could live a normal life in Nashville? More and more Americans trapped in blue states will see that they don't have to live this way anymore. Unless, but I guess you're itching to live under these terms. Skyrocketing crime, murders and shootings way up from 2019, insane COVID rules and mandates, and the huge new entitlements the Democrats want to make permanent.
Yeah. Wow. Laura Ingraham previewing the death of New York City. That's kind of scary, really, when you think about it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, if you missed Mike Huckabee, that visit with the former governor of Arkansas, be listening 3:05 tomorrow. We'll have that for you. Also, Aaron Phillips is going to join us in our 5 o'clock hour. For those of you that don't know Aaron Phillips, she's really neat lady, dedicated to our